Welcome to hour two of the Friday version of the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
That's my name.
Don't wear it out. Yesterday we had a conversation about what movies from your past you are rewatching during this time of COVID. And there was another list that was contained in that same article that gave me the top 10 movies people were watching. And this list was the top 10 TV shows people are rewatching. 651-641-1071. We wanted to talk about that. What are the TV shows that you have been rewatching during the last few months as we've been experiencing COVID in our midst? 651-641-1071. Oh, that I've never heard that. That's cute.
Haven't we said that before? I don't know.
I don't know. What are you watching? Are you rewatching any shows, Bradley?
I mean, not necessarily because of COVID per se, but my tendency to watch those shows has increased because it gives me that salve. I'm just going to keep using that word today. That balm.
I like balm better than balm. Salve.
The utter balm of comfort that rewatching your favorite shows brings. And I mean, I'm so predictable. Like, for me, it's Golden Girls, right? Like, I literally go to sleep every single night with Golden Girls. And now, because of the way Apple TV works on your iPhone, what are you laughing at?
You go to sleep every night with Golden Girls. Like, that's
do. Things, it's the only time I'm in bed with women.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. No, but seriously, because of the way the update from Apple TV, I can like watch TV and multitask on my phone now. I'm obsessed.
It's well, I mean, you know, I forget about that every once in a while. Like I have not yet gotten used to the idea that like all TV is very portable now, right?
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be glued to your couch anymore.
I remember just feeling like 10 years ago, like, hurry up. I want to be able to carry my TV shows around with me and just, you know, having to like wait and wait and wait. And I feel like technology is finally catching up to my impatience.
Right. Well, good. I'm so glad for you for that.
It's all about me.
Now, what's interesting is I do have a top 10 list of TV shows that people are rewatching. And I bet you a million trillion gajillion dollars. You better not be looking at this, that you will not be able to guess what number one is.
Really?
You will not be able to guess.
Give me an era, at least.
90s.
Buffy?
Mm-mm. No, but that's good. That's not even on the list.
Oh, well, then it's not good.
No, but it is good, because, I mean, I think that that would be one that people would go back and watch.
Give me a genre.
Comedy, and I'm putting that in loose quotes.
Oh, God, is it... Oh, so it's not a sitcom?
It is.
Is it
a
like
sitcom,
that?
We don't think it's that funny.
Everybody Loves Raymond or something? That's
2000s. No.
I don't know. What is it?
What is the deal with Seinfeld?
Oh, Seinfeld. I guess, are the kids watching that? Is that why?
I don't
know.
That's a good question. I don't know, but 18%, I don't know what 18% actually means, but... yeah, I guess 18% of
the people they questioned
said Seinfeld. Which is, that's interesting. And I think there is like a full top 25 list. But I only have 10 in front of me. Let's go to the phones and see what people are rewatching. Holly, who do we have on the line?
We have Tina.
Hi, Tina. Tina, what TV show are you watching?
Two of them, The Nanny and Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, I love it. The Nanny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I love Fran Drescher.
But you know what I really love is that you're rewatching Grey's Anatomy.
It's been fun. I'm already back on season 10. I've been doing homework and rewatching it.
That is a serious commitment to rewatch a show like Grey's Anatomy that's been around for so long.
Yes.
I love it.
I miss the old, you realize how much better the old episodes were.
I totally agree with you. Thank you for your call. I also love The Nanny. I just love that she...
Where do you watch The Nanny?
I don't know. I mean...
Maybe CBS All Access?
Probably.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Mary.
Hi, Mary. Mary, what old TV show are you rewatching?
I'm watching Perry Mason every night.
I love that.
Along with Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, that is good.
That's CBS All Access, too, right?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, the old black and whites.
Yeah.
They are so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for your call, Mary. So for me, when she says she watches those same two things every night, it's like, I love the lack of stress when you are rewatching an old TV show and you know that there's just bundles of episodes and you can just keep going on it and keep going. You don't have that panicky thing when you go, okay, after dinner, but before bed, I want to watch a TV show. What am I going to watch? And then you do that whole endless scrolling, trying to find something to watch.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. Do you, like, is there a show that you've been like the way I watch Golden Girls, yeah. Is there a show for you recently or in the past? It doesn't matter.
No, not the way you watch Golden Girls, but kind of. So, like, I've been going back and rewatching all of the old episodes and seasons of Married at First Sight. And I'm going backwards. So I've been going from the most recent season. Now I'm down to like season 3 or something dumb. But I watch one of those every day.
Because I've noticed there's this behavior with watching, and maybe it's just a sitcom behavior, but anytime I see an episode come up that I don't want to watch because it gives me some sort of anxiety, I just like skip past it.
Yeah.
Because there are certain episodes where I'm like, oh, I don't like what happens in that particular episode, even though I know everything that happens.
Right.
And it's totally predictable because I've watched it 100 times.
You just don't want to expose yourself to it.
I don't like when Blanche doesn't like the guy who's in a wheelchair because it just makes me uncomfortable.
So that's interesting, too, because like for you, Golden Girls is like a security blanket.
Yeah.
Like, in the way that it's like, you know, all the episodes, you're not going, I suppose.
Well, it's almost like, honestly, it's yes, a security blanket, but it's also almost just like a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I know the patterns.
And you don't have to engage.
Yeah, so I can literally just like, I know it's a
you
weird,
can mindfully watch.
Yes. It's my religion.
Holly, do we have any other callers?
Yeah, let's have Jake have the last word here.
Hi, Jake. Jake, what is the TV show you've been rewatching? Hi, Jake.
Hi. So the TV show I've been rewatching is Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
you
fun.
Are a genius.
Because it takes you back to a simpler time. And there are so many parallels, like they have plagues and things, but every day I have lunch, I call it going to the prairie.
I love that, Jake.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you for your call. You know, it's so funny. I was in class yesterday and we were actually talking about Little House on the Prairie because I was talking about how I love to watch Little House on the Prairie because it makes pioneer times look simple. But the reality is it was like real deathy and like, you know.
There was
like,
no feathered hair.
There was no, yeah. Like, no. You know, there was no.
There were no abs.
Yeah. Or like indoor plumbing or like all the creature comforts of home. But it looks real simple when you watch it, but you know you could not live that life. But I love that Jake goes to the prairie at lunchtime. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, speaking of lunchtime, we're going to eat something because it's cheat day.
Yep.
We'll cheat after this on My Talk 107.1. Hey, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
How's it going over there?
Oh, you know, just doing the thing.
Hey, Bradley, what do we do on Fridays?
Put food in our mouth for everyone to enjoy.
It's cheat day.
Cheat day taste test.
Oh, I can hear you unraveling that tasty bit.
I just put two and two together and realized something.
That's four.
You're what? Right. So earlier in the week, I made fun of a thing that you could get from Arby's.
Oh my God, why would you
really,
do that?
No, we talked about it. Maybe it was, earlier this week. It was the deep fried turkey head pillow thing.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That was a promotion for our cheat day thing.
Oh my God, what a small world.
Oh my gosh, so at Arby's, they have deep fried turkey sandwiches for your pleasure. God. We've also been really Arby's heavy this week. Because remember yesterday I learned that Shia LaBeouf's last name means the beef. And we thought, like, why is he not partnering with Arby's? That'd so anyway, we eat. Okay, so here's the thing about the deep fried turkey sandwiches. There's three versions. There is the Deep Fried Turkey Club. Bradley, I believe that's what you have.
That is what I have, and it looks divine.
There is the Market Fresh Cranberry Deep Fried Turkey Sandwich.
Cream Brewery.
Which I have. And then Holly has the Market Fresh Cranberry Deep Fried Turkey Wrap.
It's very substantial.
Rappy. It's super substantial. And there is definitely...
sandwich is very heavy.
There is definitely cranberries on this. Like a nice
Mine
little
is cranberry,
cranberry
free.
Okay, so who wants to eat first?
Well, why don't we just go down the line? I'll start with the cranberry there's no cranberry.
You're cranberry
it's just
free.
The deep fried turkey club. It has bacon. It has cheese, mayo, tomatoes, lettuce.
Does it have like a horsey sauce on it, or like is there mayo or something?
Tons of some kind of creamy sauce.
Okay. So here's the thing that I want to say before I forget is that I've never had deep fried turkey. Have you guys?
I have not.
I've never had a deep fried turkey anything in my life.
Holy balls.
Oh, okay. Whoa. All right then. Oh, he went in for two bites. I see the mayo is leaking. Is it pretty good? Is it so good?
That's really good.
Okay, so
it's a good, it's better than I expected it to be.
So can I ask
I would order that.
A question while I take a bite of my Market Fresh Cranberry Deep Fried Turkey Sandwich.
Ooh.
What is the difference between deep fried turkey and regular other turkey? Like, does it taste different?
I mean, allegedly, the people who swear by deep fried turkeys allege that it's juicier and, you know,
more succulent.
Presumably, the skin is going to be a little corpsey, but it just tastes like good turkey, good roasted turkey. Mm. It's thick, thick cut, which I love. It's not that wet turkey, you know? Like, no, I'm serious. Like, cold cut turkey is, like, wet and gelatinous.
Yeah.
Also, at least on my sandwich, and I don't know about you guys, I have a little slab of dark, too.
Oh.
So there's, like, a little dark meat and a little white meat, which tells me that it's, like, real turkey.
Do you taste the cranberries?
Yeah, it's really good. I was afraid that the cranberries would be like overpowering. And I like these Market Fresh sandwiches that they have at the Arby's. Okay, Holly's going in on the Market Fresh cranberry deep fried turkey sandwich.
There's good.
Wrap. Sorry, it's a wrap. Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's a big sucker too. Like that wrap is
big. Yeah, this is very substantial. This is like I could easily split this with somebody.
I had to take care of a technical issue.
But I do like the cranberry situation on it. It adds that extra zing.
It's kind of nice.
Is it like a cranberry sauce?
Yeah, it's like a sauce. It's kind of like a, it's spread on there like a jelly.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But it's good. And I can see cranberry chunks in it. So it's not like the kind that just like comes out of the, that thing.
I do love that though.
I mean,
there's a time and a place for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am impressed with this. I would order that.
Veto.
We like to go around the room. And oh, by the way, Holly, when you said your wrap is super shareable, I would say the same is true for the Market Fresh sandwich.
Yeah.
Like it's two big halves. Like you get the full sandwich and it's sliced in half, but each half is so big. I think it would be a great shareable option.
For sure.
Also, don't forget to get your potato cakes. But they also have sweet potato French fries. So if you're looking for like a little...
I don't know why you would get any of that trash when you could get curly fries.
All Please I'm trying thanks. To say is that if you were looking for something to satisfy your Thanksgiving dinner needs, this could do it, right? Like you could get sweet potato fries. And did you get curly fries, Brad?
Duh.
Okay. I had potato cakes. Get into those. Okay, so let's go around and rate our Sammies.
I just dropped it on the floor.
Okay. Your sandwich or the curly fry?
No, the fry, and I'm not.
Because that would be tragic.
That's nasty.
That's nasty. So, Bradley, why don't you start with the deep fried turkey club sandwich? How many cobras?
Quattro.
Four.
That's a solid four.
Four cobras.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely order that, and I would feel good about it. And I wouldn't feel like I was, because sometimes with turkey, I feel like I'm being healthy. I would not feel healthy with this because of the melted cheese and the bacon. So I feel like I would be indulging, which is what you want when you're going to get fast food.
Yeah. You don't want to like feel like you're eating a salad. I am going to give also, I'm actually going to give a 4.5 to my Market Fresh Cranberry Deep Fried Turkey Sandwich.
Nice.
Because I do like that little cranberry. That is a unique thing that you don't get on all your turkey sandwiches at your run-of-the-mill drive-thru. Holly, what would you like to
all
give
those
the wrap?
Turkey sandwiches you're getting at your drive-thru.
I never do that. You're right.
I'm also, well, I'm going to give this 4 stars. So I give the Market Fresh Cranberry Deep Fried Turkey Wrap a 4 out of 5.
You guys, I think we got a winner
Arby's.
Today.
Yeah.
Good job, Arby's. But I will say, if you are looking for the Arby's Deep Fried Turkey Head Pillow, they are sold out of that.
Because there's a sucker bone every minute.
But you know, I'll give them. Now, what I will. Oh, you guys, I should have gotten a Jamocha shake too, because you know I've never had.
I saw that on the list of ordering options, and I thought, am I? It's too early in the day for that.
Too early for your Jamocha shake.
Well, I would have a sugar crash.
Oh, if we don't I want that. That we can't that have that.
No,
we can't have that.
No.
So,
but you need to get a Jamocha shake because it is the best fast food shake other than McDonald's eggnog shake or Shamrock shake.
Can I also just like give big ups to all the drive-through places that are doing delivery right now because they have to? Or not because they have to, but because like it's so easy to do right now and so many people are taking stuff delivery.
They're meeting the moment.
They're meeting the moment. And they met me in this moment. I mean, I just
thank you.
They brought the meats. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we've got celebrities behaving badly. We call them D-bags.
D-bags.
We'll tell you about them after this. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
How's it going?
You know,
we have a name for those celebrities behaving badly, and that name is
D-Bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
D-Bags, one that we met already this week.
Who?
The Blast.
Oh my gosh. Massive thigh gap.
The hits just keep on coming from our favorite publication of trash. Blast. The Blast rose to prominence on the Colleen and Bradley show earlier this week when we discovered that they were obsessed with celebrity thigh gaps. And most recently, I think Colleen pointed out there was a greasy sandwich thigh gap happening.
Mm-hmm,
who
very
was that
exciting.
Again? Summer.
Oh, somebody, Summer Rae. And her greasy.
Summer Rae.
Was feeding her thigh gap a greasy sandwich.
Well, I've got a new one for you.
Great.
And it does not involve a massive thigh gap.
Oh.
So the Blast's latest headline from 2047 p.m. UTC, November 12th, Iggy Azalea parades creamy revenge body in sheer onesie.
What?
Creamy? Iggy Azalea parades, quote, creamy revenge body in sheer onesie.
Please don't ever combine the words creamy and body. Don't put them anywhere near each other.
There's nothing in the story that implies.
Did she roll in mayonnaise or something?
Or is she some kind of like, I don't even know. I'm not.
Yeah. I'm glad you thought better of yourself.
Yeah, tiptoe backwards. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because the article literally just says, Iggy Azalea's Instagram feed is the gift that keeps on giving. The 30-year-old new mom is continuing to deliver post-breakup baby body on platter, and her followers are licking it up.
Post-breakup baby body?
It actually just says post-breakup body, they talked about her as a new mom, so I just thought, you know, throw that in there because I'm sure they're titillated by that. And also, her followers are licking it up? That's a euphemism. Just hours after dressing her killer curves in diamonds, blah, 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 she blessed fans with another look of her revenge body at every angle.
Gross.
This literally is just like a website for horny like gamers. I mean, I don't understand who the prime demo is because it's all blondes with thigh gaps and creamy bodies.
Oh, God. Please. I told you. I warned you. I said, please don't.
And also, Savannah Chrisley is dripping wet. after a shower. And Iggy Azalea has no visible panty lines.
Okay. That's because I'm just looking at this picture of Iggy Azalea. And
which one?
Well, the one where she's in the is it creamy? But she's wearing an orange bikini. Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't want to talk about it, you guys. I don't
because that's not also, real. That's not
talk
real.
About Photoshop.
Oh, that
look
is the
body.
Worst Photoshop I've ever seen.
But is the adjective creamy?
No.
It looks like rubbery. You know, like Mr. Stretch or whatever. Remember those
Stretch
toys
Armstrong?
That like Stretch yeah. Armstrong? That's kind of what she looks like because she's clearly
photoshopped
that thing.
It looks okay. I'm not going to do it because it makes it sound like I'm making fun of her body, and I'm not. But it does look like somebody put a magnifying glass right over her crotchal region and then tried to blend it.
Also, if you keep scrolling, it does say see the cream.
Stop.
Ew.
I'm reading the article.
No.
Ew. No.
Yeah.
I guess creamy is that like a term the kids use to describe like sexy?
Well, Urban Dictionary it.
Well, think about it.
I mean, I'm thinking about it and I want to stop thinking.
And
about
we are
it.
A family program,
yes,
and that's
are.
Where the conversation has to stop.
I think you're overthinking it. Let's see. Creamy, urban.
Oh, here he goes. Okay.
Do you want to know what creamy
no,
is?
No, we can't read it out loud.
Oh, you don't know. It probably just means
smooth like cream. Is that what you're thinking?
Okay, well, the first thing that comes up is that it's a racist term.
Okay, so let's
so we're not,
not
that.
Say that any longer.
And, yeah. All right.
But we can have a conversation about
or cool
the Photoshop situation.
Ultra smooth, cooler than ever. Cool, tight, sweet, sick, ill. Those are some of the other or to be under the influence of Xanax for recreational use.
Maybe that's what's going on in this picture.
This tabloid is trash.
It's trash.
Well, what's fascinating about the blast is that every once in a while they have some legal analysis or they have access. What? Well, no, they have access to legal documents and they actually write a legitimate story about something
that's
in the world
true.
Of celebrity.
But you have to like
that's
sift
true.
Really hard through them because you can't see. It's like not being able to, you know, see through, see light on the other side of a forest of trees. Right?
Right.
The mm-hmm. trees are stories about thigh gaps, and somewhere buried in there is the light on the other side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a mild D-bag to share with you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm calling D-bag. Lifetime a D-bag today.
The network?
Oh. The whole network.
Wow.
And I don't know that this is very, I don't know that D-bag is the right word, but this felt like the right place to have this conversation.
Okay.
Lifetime, you know, everybody is trying to figure out how they can still churn out their content, especially over the holidays. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find safe ways for actors to work together. Yeah. And a lot of people have been really concerned about their Lifetime Christmas movies. And will they still be able to see their Lifetime Christmas movies? And what about the romance? How are people going to kiss? Right? Because what is Christmas without romantic kissing? Lifetime has come up with a solution.
What?
They will be putting plexiglass between the two actors and then removing it in post-production. It's so stupid.
Are they going to actually put their lips up against the plexiglass?
I want you to open what I've linked for you. I want you to open what I've linked for you.
Oh,
they released a photo from the set of Christmas Ever After, which shows the actors Ali Stroker and Daniel. Yep, that's her name. And Daniel DiTomaso kissing a big piece of plexiglass. And when it airs on December 6th, they will remove the plexiglass in post-production and it will look like they are smooching each other. It's so awkward.
So they have decided, obviously, not to confront the world as it is this season.
Right.
But does it ever confront the world as it is any year?
You know, honestly, I'll be honest. I would love to see a Christmas movie about like people trying to socially distance date and like decide they want to be in a bubble together or something.
Or like a Christmas Carol.
Right?
You know, a COVID Christmas Carol.
Yes. Yeah. I would love to see how they navigate reflecting the current world we live in try to still do their dumb Christmas romance movies.
Yeah. I feel like a few people could be a nice subject for some some haunting in a Christmas Carol.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. But I'm just sitting here thinking about all the people that will be kissing plexiglass.
Licking a plexiglass partition.
Like, how not passionate is
I
that?
I think they should
be?
Just leave it in.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I think somebody needs to market this.
Oh my gosh.
Like for love in the time of COVID.
Yeah.
Plexiglass.
Just like bring
kiss
your
shields?
Portable plexiglass so that you can lick each other's face without.
I mean, it's
actually
like the funniest.
Touching.
The picture is hilarious too because it does literally look like they just like slid a piece of plexiglass in between these two and they're like, all right, kiss. I mean, it's just so.
Well, it looks like somebody went to the AMC to get like a ticket for, you know, a new release and just reached in. Hey.
What I'm interested in is seeing the final product because they're going to have to Photoshop not only the plexiglass out of the scene, but they're going to have to merge the lips together.
I know. That's what I keep on thinking. It's like, what if they're not kissing the exact same spot and it looks like, you know, she's kissing his chin and he's kissing her nose or something.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. Like Hollywood kissing for the most part is trash. Well, I don't know why. Yeah. And I would love to watch the Netflix special or listen to the podcast on the history of Hollywood kissing because it just is, it's atrocious generally. Like
it's
you're
so
it's
dramatic.
Just two people pushing their face against each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they're like,
yeah. I wish people could see the whole experience that I'm getting, which is Bradley actually
Lucky.
Acting it out. Anyways, a very plexiglass Christmas. He's really doing it.
Oh, get up in that. Okay,
get up in it. Hold on a second. Come keep on. Doing it
get
for
up
a second.
In, yeah, get up in
keep
that.
Keep doing it for a second. Okay. We got to get a picture. Wait, right. Do it.
So Bradley's smooching, and it's a very plexiglass
you know,
Christmas.
I can just see your nose.
Okay.
So creepy. Gosh. You're all so right. Weird. All right. Well, I got a series of photographs. I don't know what they show, but I will share them with you. They're really bad.
When yeah, you won't be back, sharing us.
No, just with you.
You.
Just with you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we have to check in with a publationship. This one we call Volms. What's a Volms?
That's a Katie Holmes and a Veronica Lake.
Emilio Vitiglio
Jr.
His last name is...
What did you say? Amelia Bedelia?
I said Emilio Vitiglio. When we come back, we'll see what they're up to after this. They're kissing through plexiglass on My Talk 107.1. Oh, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, you know.
You know, we love to talk about a publationship on the Colleen and Bradley Show. What is a publationship?
It's a relationship for publicity.
And what is a Volms?
That's a Katie Holmes and an Emilio Vitiglio Jr. You don't know who he is, but that's okay.
Yeah, but she's going to try to tell you who he is. What's going on with them, Brad?
Exclusively heterosexual duo. No, exclusive is the terminology used to describe this article that appeared in Us Weekly. And what does an exclusive usually mean, Colleen?
Well, it means that the call is coming from inside the house and somebody has called them from their camp to tell them things.
Exactamundo. So this exclusive from Us Weekly is Katie Holmes thinks her romance with boyfriend Emilio Vitiglio Jr. can, quote, go all the way.
Oh, wow. Where are they right now? Like second base or third base or...
I think they mean marriage, actually, but
not
in the new
it.
Issue. In the new issue of Us Weekly, they don't have plexiglass between them as they're sucking face.
They're kissing without plexiglass.
Yes, and they actually pull their masks down in public to just get real up in each other's grill areas. But here's the question that I have for the audience, and by that I mean you, Colleen.
Okay.
And Holly and everyone else, but I can't hear anybody else other than Colleen and Holly. So
we will be the voice of the listeners.
So that headline would lead you to believe Katie Holmes thinks her romance with boyfriend Emilio Vitiglio Jr. can go all the way. It's an exclusive. So Katie, wow, she's like dropping some stuff to Us Weekly. Let me just read a little bit, but I want you to think about who's actually publishing this information to, or sending it to tabloids.
Okay.
Quote, she feels so blessed to be with a centered, down-to-earth, kind-hearted companion who isn't affected by the fame and puts happiness and traditional values first. That New York City-based chef, 33, treats her like a total princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he called his friends at Us Weekly and was like, let me give you a story about Katie Holmes.
Exactly.
Here's like, the 411.
Because it's totally a glowing review of this gentleman, correct?
Yeah.
Quote, she doesn't care what people may say about rushing into romance. In her mind, this is the real deal. And I'm still reading the quote. They're riding a beautiful wave together, and she's already decided it's got the potential to go all the way.
Okay, I need to just, can we have a practical conversation about the way people speak? Like, whenever they say, a source says, and then they quote, and it's this floral, poetic, bizarre story like this, like that they're riding a wave together. I'm sorry. They're riding a beautiful wave together, and she's already decided it's got potential to go all the way. In our daily conversations off the air on the Colleen and Bradley show, like we're all friends, right? We talk about stuff. We talk about things. We talk about what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
If you said to me like, oh, hey, how's your friend Sue doing in her new relationship with Bob? Would I respond to you? Oh, they're riding a beautiful wave. And she's already decided it's got the potential to go all the way. Like, those aren't words people use when they talk.
That's flowery PR publicist. And by the way, bad publicist lingo, right?
Like Beach Boys lyrics.
Yes.
That's like, what's the word? I give me a name of like a late 20-something woman who's out of school, who's friends with Emilio Jr. Madison has, you know, is working currently for like, you know, a marketing company, and she's friends with Emilio, and he's like, you know, can you write me this press release or this memo to send over to Us Weekly? And she's like, oh, sure.
And she's like, it's my big moment. I'm going to be published.
They're riding a beautiful wave together, and she's already decided it has the potential to go all the way.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, who writes like that?
It's so dumb.
I should say, to your point, who talks like that, much less who writes like that?
See,
because if you did, also to your point, I'd be like, is this the Truman Show? Who's writing this script? Because that is not real.
The thing that's so funny about it is that, like, this, and this is why, listen, stick with us. Also, listen to our new podcast, Go Deep in the Shallow, because this is the kind of stuff that we talk about. We have gotten so accustomed to digesting whatever is served up to us and questioning nothing that when you really, you have to stop and think and actually apply some real life knowledge to the situation. When you read those words, you know good and well that Madison didn't just spontaneously call up somebody at Us Magazine and be like, I've got the real scoop on Katie Holmes and Emilio Vitolo Jr.
I'm an inside source.
Yeah.
With all the
Let
details.
Me tell you all the things. Like, you know, that's not what happened. Somewhere in there, somebody made some stuff up. And they're trying to pass it off to us like we're dumb and we don't know things.
Well, or, I mean, you know, made some stuff up being, you know, whether it's somebody inside Us Magazine or it is literally somebody from who works hand in glove with Us Weekly who's representing Katie Holmes on the PR side of things, right? Like, you could totally see where, I mean, we get pitches all the time, not from celebrities because they don't listen to our
they
show.
They don't know about us. It's fine. It's fine. But, we're fine. Everything's fine.
But just open up interview with best-selling author come nose to nose with a 25-ton prehistoric shark at Sea Monster Cove. And then you get this long, you know, exposition about why we would want to talk to this person. I'm just saying, like,
spoiler alert, people... guys, we're not talking to this person.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the sea monster. I'm sure it's called The Meg, a movie or... I don't know. Anyway, the moral of the story is we get pitched to all the time. And I imagine that Us Weekly, it's very much the same. Like, they're PR people, and it's probably framed differently to give the sort of, like, you know, I don't know. I wish we could see how that sausage is made, and maybe someday some, like, source from inside will drop us a brown paper folder, or a brown paper envelope filled with manila folders of, you know, intel. But
oh yeah, we're gonna have our deep throat in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now, kids, get your mind out of the gutter, because that's what happened during Watergate.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you, yeah. Thank you.
All to the '70s to not sound dirty.
Also,
although that was also dirty in the '70s.
Here's
whatever.
A little something about how the sausage is made, Bradley. Because I realized I brought a different article because there was a different spin in a different headline that says Katie Holmes's friends reportedly have some concern she's moving too fast with Emilio Vitolo Jr. And then in the reading of this article, do you know what? It is the exact same article in Elle magazine.
Oh.
So they're sharing sources.
I bet you either that, or I bet you that Elle is just pimping, or they're just
from
Us Weekly.
Share the quotes from Us Weekly, but it is basically a retelling of the story that is in Us Weekly. It's the same information, rearranged a little bit differently.
Yeah, that's what they all do.
That is what they all do, which suddenly I'm thinking, you guys, kids, here's just pay attention in school. Learn the basic tenets of vocabulary. Learn how to write a little bit, form a good sentence, and you too can get a job at a tabloid regurgitating news.
Well, to be fair, by the time your kids are in adulthood, algorithms and robots will be writing these articles.
I mean, they already are.
Yeah.
Check the blast.
Yay.
Hashtag.
Rainy.
Thigh gap.
Thigh gap.
Anywho, no. I don't know what's going to happen to Katie and Emilio Vitolo, but I am here to ride this wave with them and see where it takes us all.
Radical.
I'm ready to hang 10 with this couple and see what comes next. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have a question for you. We talked earlier in the week, what's the best purchase you've ever made? We asked you all to call and tell us all the great, wonderful purchases you made. Today we have this question. What's the dumbest purchase you've ever made? 651-641-1071. What's the dumbest purchase you ever made? You can admit it here. We will not make fun of you.
Safe space.
It is a safe space. We'll take your calls after this. 651-641-1071. What's the dumbest purchase you've ever made? After this on My Talk 1071.